WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. California wildfires. I'm Sherry Preston. All over the Los Angeles area, people are fleeing fast-moving fires.
I describe photo albums, that kind of stuff, anything important, maybe just some clothes, you know, to prepare. I have my car packed. I have a bug-out bag as well.
The flames engulfing communities like Altadena and Pacific Palisades. ABC's Matt Gutman is on the scene.
For firefighters here, there is almost no visibility. The winds here are still at about 20 miles an hour. They're going to be battling this for days. This fire is not going anywhere. And firefighters right now are strapped. There are simply too many spot fires all over the place for them to be able to contain this and try to put out the embers before the next wind event happens.
Those wind gusts, hurricane force in some places, and keeping firefighting planes on the ground. Normally, Southern California fire officials would be fighting the flames from the air, but they can't do that this time. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin residents shouldn't expect to initiate changes to the state constitution. Governor Tony Evers plans to include language in his state budget to allow citizens to file petitions to hold statewide votes on amendments and laws. Republican lawmakers in the legislature are already signaling that idea is a non-starter with them. Concern is increasing as bird flu is impacting more dairy herds. The Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory says the impact of the virus on the dairy industry will likely lead to changes in biosecurity practices, as the dairy sector currently lags behind the swine and poultry industries in handling the disease. And Senator Mary Felskowski has officially taken the gavel as the new state Senate president. The Tomahawk Republican becomes the second woman and first senator whose district is entirely north of Highway 29 to take the gavel as Senate president. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 9 above. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy, 27 with some light snow tomorrow night into Friday morning. If you're paying too much for health insurance, get better rates and coverage by calling this number, 800-693-9308, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 4 above.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:03 on Wednesday morning. Here is Madonna causing a commotion on Max FM.
It's how I feel when I stand next to you.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:11 on Wednesday morning. I don't have moves like Jagger, Emily. No one wants to see me dancing.
Oh, come on. I'm sure it's fantastic.
No.
Everybody's got their own moves. Let's just put it that way. I think everyone's dance moves are their own special, unique amazingness. So I love dancing. I love the art form of dancing. So I'm a fan. It brings people joy. I used to teach dance. It makes people smile. So do it. Don't have any thoughts about what you look like or whether or not people think it fits into some kind of box. It just brings joy. So, and it's great exercise.
It is definitely great exercise. And so I sometimes will dance maybe after having one or two beverages, but that's not one of those things I'm going to be doing.
Oh, but we'll get it out of you sometime, Dave. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah.
I've got superpowers with that kind of thing. I don't think you understand. Anyway, not a natural segue to food, but everything segues to food on the morning show. So what is happening with the playoffs this year and what they're offering?
So three NFL teams are adding giant-sized food items to their menus for the playoffs this month. And there's some interesting ones on this list, Emily.
First of all, I just want to comment on the giant size. Like, necessary? I mean, just saying. All right. So here we go. This is what's being offered. The Chiefs French toast, the Eagles logo-shaped pretzel, and the Texans tamale. At Arrowhead Stadium, the Kansas City Chiefs will have touchdown toast. It's a massive brick of French toast with berry sauce and vanilla ice cream, which I can't really see how could, I don't know. I mean, isn't the idea of like sports food supposed to be kind of like walking tacos and and things that you can kind of move around easily with and get back to your seat and all that? Like, how do you eat French toast with sauce and ice cream?
That just seems messy.
Sitting in the stadium.
In breakfast, it's gonna be, you know, a mess. That's a breakfast food, and I don't agree with that one. But, you know, if you go to Lincoln Financial Field to watch Eagles, you'll be able to order the Pretzel John. It's a big pretzel in the shape of the Eagles logo, and it comes with three sauces, including green mustard. Oh, so that seems a little more realistic, but then you get the green mustard, and I get it, it's the Eagles colors. However, you know, that looks more realistic than the massive brick of French toast, just saying.
Like, you need a fork with that. I'm just saying, like, that is a messy stuff. You're talking about ice cream. I mean, it sounds fantastic, but I just think somebody in a seat of in front of somebody with the French toast is going to end up with ice cream on their head. Like, that's just not an option. So last but not least, here's another messy one. The Houston Texans are offering the Bigger in Texas tamale at the stadium. It has meat, chili sauce, and salsa. So let's picture something here. Let's picture you got, you know, your wish came true. You're going to the playoffs. You're sitting there. You're so excited. And the people behind you have one or two or three of these items. You're going to end up with possibly meat, salsa, chili sauce, ice cream, berries, and green mustard on your head. No, not all at once.
This is going to be a mess. That's what I see here. A big mess happening, you know, just saying. And that's the thing is, like, you know, okay, I can see the tamale, I mean, meat, chili sauce, and salsa. But again, this seems messy to me. And anyone that says watch me eat, occasionally I do get things on my clothes when I'm eating. And that seems it would be messy. And again, I'm going to go back to Kansas City. No way am I touching touchdown toast at a football stadium. That just is a mess waiting to happen. And then vanilla ice cream on top of it, that ice cream is going to start to melt. It sounds tasty in the privacy of my own home or maybe in a restaurant, but not in a football stadium.
I mean, maybe they've got some kind of kitschy, like gimmicky kind of like holder or dish that it's served in that makes it so you can like eat it without the mess. Like somehow it's contained. I don't know. Like I, you know, more power to you for creating creative food items and having gimmicks and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I just, there's some practical application here that I just want to say maybe didn't get thought through. So just saying, I think it's funny. And I also want to comment again on the oversized everything. Like it's so, so like, go America, make it bigger. It's just so funny. Like it can't get any bigger. Oh yes, it can. It can get bigger and messier.
So. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, it is going to be messy. And I don't think that's going to end well at all, Emily. I think it's going to be a mess. And I just, you know, let's stick with the traditional foods, in my opinion. And that's my humble opinion. And yeah, I just, what do you think?
I think, yeah. I mean, you need to have something you can kind of hold with one hand or that's not dripping on you as you're trying to make your way back to your seat or sit at your seat. Which, you know, there's never enough space for all the things that you have anyways when you're at a sporting event or a concert. Let's just put that out there too, right? You're always feeling kind of like juggling all the things. So let's keep it to something you can hold in one hand, eat while you're walking. You know, walking food is important. And you got to have a hand free for either cheering or having a beverage or high-fiving or something, right? So you really can't be using your entire upper body to like manage the snack. It's just not a good call. So we're
the only one that sounds good to me is a pretzel, and that's what I'm going to go with in this. And that's just my opinion.
I might hold the green mustard, but I do love mustard. So, I mean, it just seems like, I don't know, like mustard's one of those things that like doesn't ever really go bad. But if it did, it would turn green.
Exactly.
I don't know if it would turn green, but it seems like it would turn green. I don't want anything to do with that. So I might have a hard time with the green mustard, but outside of that, I would do the pretzel. So know what you guys think about this. We always love to hear from our listeners about some of our antics that we present to you on air for the morning show. So let us know. Always text us stuff. We love to hear from you. I love sharing with people that they can literally text us while we are talking, and we very well might turn around and talk back to you, which is really kind of special. That's not always the case on morning shows on the radio. So we are special. You are special. Let's share that together on the morning show with Dave and Emily.
Well, and you know what is also special, and I want to talk about this again, B, because I know this is going to sell out. Again, shop local, say big at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. We have half off a $50 certificate to Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. That $50 certificate today, only $25, no code required. Again, that's at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. I think that is going to sell out today, Emily. I have that feeling it's going to sell out today. You know, it's a great place to go.
Dave has a spidey sense about Max FM Big Deals of the Day, as well as the food items that might possibly be on there. So keep that in mind. The spidey sense is tingling, and I would get on there if you're going to buy one of these things. Go get yourself some Big Boy. Treat yourself. You know, it's kind of like it's traditional, awesome, like diner hamburger, fast food hamburger mix kind of deliciousness. So if you're feeling that today, go ahead and get one of those. Take a little trip over to the Dells. I'm always about treating yourself. I'm always about celebrating yourself. So do so. It's a Wednesday, halfway through the week, whatever that means to y'all in terms of your work life. You know, some people, we had a minute this morning talking about, you know, working in the hospitality industry. If you are working in hospitality, this may be the beginning of you getting ready for your work week, because really, restaurant and hotel work gets busiest on, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if this is kind of the beginning of you revving up, then go treat yourself. It's the middle. I mean, however it works for you, just Wednesdays is a good day to just be like, all about me. So I'm saying it. Do it. Yep. Go get that big deal.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just, I can't wait to go check it out. I'm getting one of these today. I want to go check it out. So that tells you something right there. I'm going to go check it out. I have not been there yet. I'll report back on it at some point, but I am definitely very curious about it. So I just want to mention it so someone doesn't go, oh, I didn't get a chance to get that. That's why we tell you about these things in the morning. So you have that chance, you know. So
that's kind of what we're doing today.
Don't
compete with Dave. Go buy them all out so he doesn't get one. And then he can, you know, you can take him out to lunch.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
there you go. Look at that.
Yeah, I just
Before we get to our calendar days after the break, I just wanted to mention real quickly, swing dance lessons tonight at the Great Day Building starts at 6 p.m., goes through till 8. There's two different parts of the lessons, I believe, one of 6 to 7 and then 7 to 8. For more, go ahead to bearabooswing.com. You'll find out more about their organization. They've got a big event coming up end of February. There'll be more on that, but go check out some swing dance lessons, talking about dancing. These folks are amazing dancers, and they're going to teach you how to do it right there in the Great Day Building, right on the square, 502 Oak, 6 o'clock tonight. I think you can just show up and register, but also you can go online and do that. So Marie and Paolo, thank you for what you do. You're amazing, and we're super excited to have that in the building on Wednesday evenings every week. So that is a calendar mention, and then there was something else going on. It'll come back in the noggin in a minute after the break, so I will
share. There you go. Well, you'll be back with me at 8:40. We'll talk about calendar days and maybe remember what it was.
Maybe.
Maybe. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on MaxFM.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider, and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Some things are worth waiting for. The cable guy isn't one of them. U.S. Cellular's home internet is so simple to install, you can do it yourself. Fast 5G home internet for $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. No waiting, no appointment windows, just home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. By far the best deal for home internet. Plus, for a limited time, get a free router. Visit your local U.S. cellular agent in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Big Boy of Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinners featuring fresh meat, battered chicken, and yummy desserts. Try their special Friday night fish fry. Wash it down with a local beer or delicious wine. Check out the world's largest selection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy or one of the other iconic characters. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $50 gift certificates for just $25. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Maximum music. Max FM.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. The elevator tries to break you down. Go crazy. Punch a higher floor. If you don't like the world you're living in, take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's Ready for the World, oh Sheila, Max FM.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander, oh sailor.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:31 on Wednesday morning. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to two benefit concerts for the Baraboo Outdoor Pool. The first is February 16th at 2:30 p.m. in the Baraboo Civic Center Gym. Red Higgins Traditional Country Music. Tickets are just $20. And then the big one, March 2nd at the Baraboo Arts Center, Molly B, 1 p.m. Tickets are just $30. You can purchase tickets to both events for just $45. All proceeds benefit the Baraboo Outdoor Pool. If you'd like to purchase tickets or get more information, you can contact Basco at 608-356-8000. 8464. Max FM is proud to be a premier sponsor of this event and the opportunity to help out the Baraboo Public Pool. Again, to purchase tickets, call Basco at 608-356-8464. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Some things are worth waiting for. The cable guy isn't one of them. U.S. Cellular's home internet is so simple to install, you can do it yourself. Fast 5G home internet for $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. No waiting, no appointment windows, just home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. By far the best deal for home internet. Plus, for a limited time, get a free router. Visit your local U.S. Cellular agent in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Chase Ross scored a career-high 27 points to lead 7th-ranked Marquette to a 74-66 come-from-behind win over Georgetown at Fiserv Forum last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Marquette trailed by 14 in the first half, 11 at the break before turning things around in the second half. The Big East leading Golden Eagles improved to 5-0 in conference play this season. Women's action, Wisconsin fell in Big Ten road play at Washington 79-58. It's the fourth straight loss for the Badgers. Bucks return to action tonight. They're 18-16 and will host the San Antonio Spurs at Fiserv. Packers back in the practice field today as they start preparing for Sunday's wildcard playoff game against the Eagles in Philadelphia. And the Cowboys are denying permission for the Bears to interview Mike McCarthy for their head coaching vacancy. McCarthy's contract is set to expire today in Dallas, but the Cowboys hold exclusive negotiating rights through the 14th. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
City weather. A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 9 above. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy 27 with some light snow tomorrow night into Friday morning. If you're paying too much for health insurance, get better rates and coverage by calling this number, 800-693-9308, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently it's 5 above.
99.7 Max FM. We get something we both know and we don't talk too much about it. All this
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay yours, bitch, babe.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:42 on Wednesday morning, halfway through the work week. Emily.
We are, Dave. We are on Wednesday, and we are getting our, we're moving our way through this morning show. It's been a lot of fun. There's been some fun topics that we've gotten to talk about, all the way from oversized treats at the playoffs this year to canceled Girl Scout cookie opportunity. It's crazy out there. The world is just spinning, you know, and we're going to roll with it. We're going to schmoove on with it.
You know, and it's one of those things that those cancellations do happen, but hey, at least we know about them ahead of time. And that's the most important thing.
This is true.
And we, you know,
you're
important
not. You can still get them
news.
This year. Because we have people like chasing Girl Scouts on the street, like, you don't have any more of toast yet. What am I going to do?
S'mores.
Help, I need s'mores. Girl Scouts are like, what is going on? Those people on that morning show, they must have a lot of listeners because everyone's freaking out with these cookies. Well, you know what, Girl Scouts? girlscout.org. You're welcome. People are going to come at you for the s'mores. It's going to be great. we're looking at calendar days right now, and I just had a little quip that I talked about. The world's just spinning, and what do you know? I opened my eyes, and guess what January 8th is? Earth's rotation day. Bada boom, look at me. The Earth rotates on an almost vertical axis every 24 hours, which gives us one Earth day. I love that, and I cannot believe that back in the day, what scientists or people that called themselves scientists thought was going on up there, because they were not right. So we know what's going on up there. The Earth is rotating. The world keeps spinning. There's been some great music written about that kind of stuff. So anywho, that's one of them I see. Another one I see, which has nothing to do with the Earth spinning, but, you know, it's Argyle Day. So diamonds are forever. Let's take a look at the popular Argyle pattern and its history. So I didn't know there was a history there. So inquiring minds want to know. We'll have to look deeper into that when we have time.
Yes, indeed. You know, and it's National Take the Stairs Day, which is one of my favorites. Anyone that knows me knows I usually take the stairs. Not a big fan of elevators also, but I try to take the stairs because it's good exercise. And, you know, I do it almost every single day, and I've already done it today. So National Take the Stairs Day. Use the stairs. Get that extra exercise. It is good for you. Also, National Typing Day. That is something that's kind of cool. And, you know, I learned how to type on a typewriter back in the day. Computers were just becoming a thing. We actually had typewriters back in the day. I remember sitting in the typewriter class. And, you know, I was that jokester. I would pop the little lever on the wheel of the typewriter where all the letters were and wait for the person a few chairs over to sit down, start typing, watch that ball, that typewriter go flying in the air, and just sit there and laugh. Then they also knew who the guilty party was as well.
Jeez, oh, shenanigans from Super Dave as a young man. Here we go, everybody. It never had a starting point. It started at birth. Shenanigans with Dave. That's going to be a podcast, I'm pretty sure, someday.
I think so.
typewriters are cool. They're having a comeback. I don't know if you know that, but like people are buying them. Like they're having a comeback and they're cool. And there's something really, I mean, compared to the flat of a laptop keyboard, even just the older keyboards, you know, from desktops that are separate pieces of machinery themselves with the higher keys that you press down. I know my middle school and high school are both like, they're like, oh, this is so satisfying to push these buttons this way. And I agree, you know, like there's something missing with your laptop with all those flat keys. I prefer the buttons. So also, we're on Poverty Day. Here's how to celebrate We're on Poverty Day, the poverty reducing initiatives the Johnson administration proposed. So there's more to that, but in just a general thing, you know, We're in a war on poverty, so let's go ahead and open our hearts, and any way that you can give to people in need, please do so. It's also Show and Tell at Work Day. I love that, so I might have to bring that into my work day today. Show and Tell at Work Day. Maybe like bring your favorite Christmas gift or share a fun story about the holidays or something. And then the next one I'm going to talk about, which I appreciate very much, even though I don't see myself doing this, National Snuggle a Chicken Day. There's more to this feathery domestic bird than just being an ingredient for a sumptuous meal. Okay, I didn't know that was going there. Sorry, I was just reading. So I'm thinking more, I like to eat chicken, sure, but like when they've got a picture of someone hugging a chicken, I didn't think it was going to go there. I got a funny story about trying to corral chickens, and let me tell you, it's very similar to trying to corral cats. It's not easy. So if anyone wants to hear that story, please ask me another time, and I will share. I got lots of weird stories. All right, anyways, Dave, what else do you see?
Well, I saw National Chicken Day, and I thought that was just great. And I was sitting there laughing the whole time I saw it, and I'm like, I hope Emily talks about that one. And again, they're talking about snuggling the actual chicken, not a chicken sandwich for anyone that's curious. But you know what it really circles back to food.
Some of us are not above that, snuggling a chicken sandwich. If you're super hungry, like you kind of do want to hug your food.
Right, exactly. National English Toffee Day, and I need to say no more about that. And that, of course, is we did our show opener, National Bubble Bath Day. That was the show opener this morning. If you tuned in right around 7, you heard that play and all the antics related to National Bubble Bath Day. You know, sit down, relax, take a bubble bath. Not my thing. I'll be brutally honest with you. Not something I'm going to do. But, you know, each to their own. I think it's kind of a great idea.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for the, you know, just because the chills you get in the winter, right? Like it's good for all of that. It is good for relaxation. It's good for getting some alone time. I mean, it's not for everyone, but, you know, it is for a lot of us. And it's also National Winter Skin Relief Day. So if you're looking to help your dry skin, starting with, you know, in the bubble bath, like you can just make your whole bathroom kind of a spa situation in which you come out with your skin feeling a lot better. So do that for yourself if it's something you enjoy. Absolutely. Take some time for yourself today. It's Wednesday. You made it through the work week. If you're a regular 9-to-5er or if you're moving into your weekend work, you're getting close to the beginning. So that means you had a few days off. So either way, have a wonderful Wednesday out there, everyone. We appreciate you very much. And I sure appreciate Civic Media and Super Dave in the morning show.
Yeah, I appreciate being here. I appreciate all of our listeners. We just enjoy doing what we do. And it just, we have a lot of fun doing it. All the shenanigans as we schmoove through our Wednesday morning. Emily, you'll be back with me tomorrow morning, 7:10 a.m.
Sounds like a plan. Looking forward to it. Have a beautiful sunny day, folks.
Have a great day, Emily. And we're halfway through that work week as we move along on this Wednesday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Show.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
spot.